This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One of my favorite segments, I think, Jure, you feel the same way. And we're not just saying this because DJ is listening. But we actually, I get a lot out of these segments. And I have to say this, that when I was younger, 20s, 30s, even 40s, we did a lot of ski trips over spring break. As I've gotten older, I tend to now gravitate to the warmth, to the, you know, Arizona, Florida. I just need some warmth come March. But hey.
I get it.
Good memories, and now DJ is here. He's joining us to talk about getting out of our bubble when it comes to spring break destinations, which is something I need to do.
You know how torturous this is for me to sit in the studio in downtown Minneapolis and watch you guys, you know, one of you in Vail and one of you in Florida, and I'm the guy stuck here. But look, travel is still always on the mind, and here's the deal. A lot of people are thinking about spring break, and that's what's happening in my house. Everybody in my house has some time off next month for spring break. And, you know, some folks have already booked the trip to go skiing or to go to Mexico or to go to Florida, whatever it is. But if you're like me, that kind of slipped my mind. I booked a few trips earlier in the year, and we've got some time off in March, and I haven't decided what to do yet. And all of a sudden, I look at my options, and I go, oof, whoa, all those things, you know, like tickets to Cancun in the third week of March are very expensive, and I don't think I'm doing that. So we're stuck here, like a lot of people, saying, what else do we do? We've got the time off. We don't really want to stay home. So what are some other options? So that's what I'm going to try to give you today. And literally, like, these are the options that my family are talking about right now. Like, okay, out of these things, what should we do? So I got three different options for you today of what to do if spring break is coming up and you want to go somewhere, but that ski trip, that beach trip is not planned and probably not going to happen this year. So what else can you do? So here's three different options. My first suggestion would be to, and let me say too, I talk a lot about doing the opposite, right? If everyone is going here, you go somewhere else, right? And everyone's going, skiing or to the beach. Okay, let's do something else. So my first option would be to go to a city. Pick a city that you can drive to from Minneapolis, whether it's, I did this one year with Milwaukee, and we picked a random weekend in the winter. We went to Milwaukee. We ended up getting last minute tickets to a Milwaukee Bucks game. We hit a couple of the breweries there, but you can do that with, you know, Madison, Chicago, Duluth, like whatever. Pick a city you haven't been to, and guess what? not a lot of people are booking, you know, a long weekend in Milwaukee right now. They're all, again, going to the beach or the mountain. So you can find a deal and you can still do a lot of things that these cities offer, even though, you know, the weather's not going to be fantastic, but it's still a good option. So pick a city you haven't gone to before, spend a long weekend there, and look up. There's a show to go see. There's a game to go to. There's a college or high school event to go to, and you can have a nice time.
I'm ambushing you.
Sure.
But as you were talking, I was thinking, kids need to get out. They want to be active.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking Wisconsin Dells. Would that fit the definition? And I don't know how crazy booked or overbooked they are during spring break. But we've, you know, when the kids were little, they loved going there. And it's a nice, easy getaway. It's what, you know, 5-6 hours away.
I like Wisconsin Dells sometimes, but I like it much more when it's not so busy. So if Wisconsin Dells was on my list of things to do, I would pick a different weekend. I'd go Easter weekend, or I'd go some random weekend right after school's done. I wouldn't try it over spring break because, I mean, especially during COVID, but forget COVID. Nobody wants to sit in hour-long lines with a bunch of snotty kids at an indoor water park. Like, that does not sound fun.
That's
right?
Facts.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
The Dells is great, but don't go on spring break. Instead, like I said, like, go to Milwaukee. The line at the brewery in Milwaukee is not going to be that long. And
but the kids don't like the breweries.
You're
going
to get, well, I don't know. Then go somewhere else. Go to the Science Museum in Milwaukee. Do
there
they have a
go.
Science Museum?
Bingo.
I don't know. Probably go there.
Bingo. Okay.
Option number two, and this one might be a little stretch for somebody, but the temperatures are warming a little bit here. But if you drive straight south to, say, Missouri or even northern Arkansas in the Ozarks, you can actually get, like, decent camping weather at this time of year. So if your family is used to camping, this might be a good time to get your first camping trip of the year in when, let's see, it's not so busy. No, you can, you know, if you go, well, I don't know, Paul, you just drove through that area. But if you go to the right place at the right time in March, you could easily, we camped in Arkansas one time in February and it was 55, 60 degrees.
It's 50s and 60s in Arkansas.
And most people love to camp in the spring and fall, and you can get those types of conditions this time of year in the Ozarks or maybe in Tennessee or places like that if you find the right place. And, you know, instead of going over 4th of July when it's 100 degrees and everyone's there, try a camping trip now. And you know, maybe that's a long weekend or the full week or whatever you want to do. But I think it's a good time to head south and get a jump start on the camping season if you're into that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And then one more. Again, this is advice for, you know, if you haven't booked anything for spring break, what can you still pull off last minute? My last suggestion is would be to do a staycation. If none of the other things work, you've got some time off with your family, take some intentional time and say, we're going to explore some things around the Twin Cities. And I've done a few other segments about this. I'll do them again with some suggestions of things to do around. But the one thing I'd like to say about a staycation now is consider springing for the hotel or a cabin or staying overnight or even going to stay overnight with friends or family across town, because there's something about not sleeping in your own bed that, especially if you have kids, that add to the adventure. Because when you're in your own bed and you wake up and that laptop is still there and the same old house project is still there, you'll be tempted to go to those things just like it was any other day. And if you're an hour away with family, and this is something that we're considering doing, is going to visit family that we haven't seen in a while, that it's not that far away, we can drive there, but it'll still feel like an adventure, particularly for the kids, but even for us, just to have a new environment, a new place. Look, we're not doing the big ski trip. We're not flying to Cancun this year. Maybe that'll be next year, but this year we can do something more simple. But getting out of your house, sleeping in a different bed is important.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
What do you think of, have you taken the girls down to Camp Snoopy at MOA?
Camp
Have
Snoopy.
You done?
Oh my gosh, it's called Nickelodeon Universe now, Paul.
Whatever, it's still it'll always be Camp Snoopy to me.
No, you know, we typically don't do things like that with our kids. I'm sure we will when they're a little bit older, but you know, I don't know. When your kids are like, you know, 1 and 3, like my kids are, I can pull them on a sled down the street, and they think it's the best ride they've ever been on. So I don't know that I'm going to spring for the tickets to go to Camp Snoopy at this point.
The other thing.
I don't blame you.
Have you been to the Como Zoo?
Oh, yes.
With the flowers. Absolutely. It's pretty spectacular right now.
Yeah. Oh, yes. The Como Zoo is something we actually do fairly regularly because with younger kids, the amount of time you have for something like that is usually an hour or an hour and a half, and then it's time for snack time or nap time or lunch time or whatever. It's not like... it's not like you're going to go to the Minnesota Zoo and spend 8 hours there. When your kids are a little bit older, I think we want to do that. But right now, the Como Zoo is the perfect attention span for our kids.
It's not Camp Snoopy, huh? I think that's fake news.
Yeah. What was it? 17 years ago? Maybe longer.
Well,
you'll know when we're out of this pandemic and you can actually take Jordan. You will go to Nickelodeon Universe and you will. The Pepsi ride is still there, but they have tons more things. And you'll know all of the shows he's watching. And there's I imagine there's a Paw Patrol or there whatever he's going to love. There are rides for him, but you just haven't been there in a while, Paul.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going
small
back.
Kids in a while.
Have you been on the log shoot at Camp Snoopy, Paul?
I have. I think I might have done that at least once.
That's still there.
That's fun. That is
it still there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's funny, David, when your kids are older, spring break has a whole new meaning, you know, because they're planning trips to Cancun and now the parents go on these trips. Like when I was a kid, first of all, I didn't go on trips like that, but people did go away for spring break, but parents never went. Now parents are going on these trips, which, I had cancer and was in the hospital, so I dodged that bullet when my kid had to go on spring break. So she said, went with a couple other families, but I was like, okay, I'll do a round of chemo. You guys go to Cancun together during a pandemic. It's okay. Enjoy that. I think they went to Florida. It was Florida for their spring break, you know, a little normalcy for the kids, but now the parents are going. I mean, I don't know if that's good or bad, a little chaperoning, but yet, you know, the kids are kind of off on their own doing their own thing. So it's a weird space for parents.
Hey, DJ, thank you. Thank you. That was informative.
You bet. Get out there and travel. Let's go.
All right.
Yes. You're the best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.